We'll be in Tucson, but I ain't going to be wearing no horse costume. Do I have a feed bag? So we'll have also Bob Bakian. Bob will be giving us an extensive traffic report coming up this hour. And Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, I just want to make a special public service announcement. I know many of you will be thinking about coming to the Los Angeles area this summer to enjoy many of the fine things that we have to offer. I would like to announce at this time, some of you may be under the impression that we have cell service in our city. No, we don't. No, we do not. Please bring a bullhorn or a Dixie cup and a string. Again, let me repeat, if you're planning on coming to the beautiful city of Los Angeles this summer, no, we don't have cell service. Unless you call this cell service. Yeah, hi, how you doing? So, no, I mean, but we have it in certain parts of the city. You'll be very gratified to know. You might want to bring your cell phone in case you happen to be, say, in the Santa Susana Pass. I'm driving around the city today, and you might as well be talking to a guy like, yeah, doctor, do you have the results of my AIDS test? Yeah, Phil, it can't... Phil, please hold for the doctor. Your AIDS test is in, and man, it's... Hi, Phil? Yeah. Your up. All day long, this is what I'm getting. Yeah, yeah, I know. You're working hard to bring us better service. Don't you just want to chuck, like, an entire sofa through the television set when you hear that? Hi, we're Singular Cellular Service. We're breaking our rear ends to bring you the finest quality cellular service in the history of man on this planet. Every day, Chip, Bill, Eddie, all the guys go out with little name tags and butch haircuts, and they go all through the city with their trucks. They park them, put out orange cones, and then go to sleep in the front seat, sometimes with an egg salad sandwich hanging from their mouth. Verizon, working hard for you.
Really? Where?
How? What? When? Yeah, is this the hotline for the Bruce Springsteen tickets? I hear you're almost sold out. Well, we happen to have two left. If you... We do have a great many things to offer here in L.A. Cell service ain't one of them. So if you're coming out here this summer, bullhorn, Dixie cup and a string, hollow out like a toilet tube. I don't know what, man. Pay, if you have a payphone in your town, just drag it in the back of your truck on out here. Because you can't get cell service out here for love or money. Let me tell you where the bad cell sections are, just so you know, if you're visiting the beautiful Hollyweed area. A, Woodland Hills. Forget it. The 101 in Woodland Hills, kiss it goodbye. You can be talking to your wife, she goes, honey, you know something, I want to divorce. And I had such a terrible day today. Really? Well, what happened, baby? Well, first of all, the kids. You know that snail poison in the garage? Well, little Timmy crawled in there, shoved it in his... And then a rattlesnake, coiled up and ready to strike, our three-month-old infant baby was... Or, better yet, how about this?
911 operator.
There's a guy with a hatchet and a Jason mask, and he's... By the way, I think I'm... Again. Well, that's great. That's number 41, right? No, it's 40... So anyway, forget it. Woodland Hills, can't do it. Calabasas area, kiss that goodbye. Anywhere north on the 405, bye. If you happen to be in certain stretches of the 405, you know, down around, like, the west side, can't get it there. Anywhere where there's buildings, no siree, no siree, no siree. Like the Wilshire Corridor down there, the west side, go through those buildings, you know, those big penthouse suites or whatever the hell those things are. All of a sudden, you're gone. You're in the middle of a city. Where do you think it's most likely you'll get cell service? Well, I mean, just, I'm kind of spitballing here. I could be wrong. Let me see now. Los Angeles, second largest city in America. Gee, Chances are, I think it's a fairly decent bet, that I can get pretty solid service everywhere, don't you think? No. Not if you happen to be driving between two glass aluminum buildings at 3 a.m. and your hat's off, you know. Go through Beverly Hills, Wilshire Boulevard, right past Santa Monica? Not a chance. Or, like, for instance, I come downstairs, I was at a meeting, I was at this office today. I go downstairs, I forgot something. I try to call a guy, I'm like 3 feet away, man. I can't get the, you know. Yeah, right, that's what I'll do. All right, baby. Bye. By the way, that hands-free stuff, really? You still got to dial a phone, don't you? And you still got to look at it. Some of us may have that plug-in jazz, you know, that real high-tech stuff where the speakers are, like, emanating in the car. Not when your kids are sitting there, man. What if you happen to be talking to your girlfriend? I mean,
Let me see your cell phone.
What do you mean, let me see your cell?
I want to see it.
Here.
That's your home cordless phone, you douche. That
it is not. It's my... Oh, you're right.
Still, you ought to have pretty good range with that.
Yeah, my cordless at home, I should have about 16,000 miles worth of range. You know, that's another thing, cordless phones. Let me tell you the one to buy, just so you don't think that I'm going into a whole rant here about how, you know, there's nothing but bad, sir. The Sony, I don't know which one it is, but my wife bought a Sony cordless phone before she and I ever met. We've had it for almost, well, since we've been married, 8 years. So I think she's probably had it 10 years. It is a big cordless phone. It's fantastic. It has never, ever given us problems. It has been reliable when none of the other phones have worked. It has been the good old reliable. It's the 10-year-old Sony cordless phone. I wish I could tell you. It's kind of a big, bricky-looking phone. It's black, stands up in the stand, take it out. Always has been reliable. Now, let me tell you the ones that are like, just warmed over dog crap stew. Panasonic. Why don't you guys get back to doing whatever it is you cats do? Because those Panasonics that I bought for my house with all of your five lines here and two lines there, whoopee-doo, Jim. Thing holds a charge for about 14 seconds. What's with the phone? Oh, well, it ran out of its charge. We just charged it. I mean, it sits in the charger. Well, you know, you got to get... Maybe we need a new battery. Uh-huh. Okay, that's great. 6 months on the battery. And you walk from the kitchen to, let's say you're walking 20 feet. Hey, can you hear me? Yeah, it's all really... This Sony phone, my daughter will say, like I got an office over the garage, and she'll say, oh, the phone's for you. She'll come all the way over from the house, and I can hear it crystal clear. But try it. Can it... Phone's for you! Bring it on up the stairs, babe. It's the one in mommy's... Oh, yeah, okay, I gotta go down there and stand right next to the base. I forgot. Let me go over there and find that thing. So how you been? Well, I've been really good, man. It's over. But like everything else, they spend more money telling you how great their service is. I mean, you've seen it before. You've seen it, you know. I mean, what's the... By the way, why does Shell and Texaco... Why even advertise? What are you kidding? We're Texaco. Our gasoline is more flammable. Oh, that's... wherever I am, man, I'm going to buy gas. Texaco, Shell, doesn't matter to me. I got two cards. I got Chevron and I got Union 76. What? Oh, so I'm going to be, like, loyal to them? No, I don't think so, man. When I'm on fumes, anything will do. I don't care if it's Lerner gas. I don't care if it's Bob's rickshaw, sir. You know, whatever he's got. I'll never forget getting gas down in Mexico. Pemex. You guys been to a Pemex station? Let me tell you all about the Mexicans. You know, they discovered oil down there, what was it, in the 80s or 70s, something like that? They got one gas station and one gas station only. It's called Pemex, $5 a gallon. Why? Because it's a government monopoly. So they can charge whatever the hell they feel like charging. That's number one. They got an endless supply, I will tell you. At least they get their own gas supply. The Mexicans don't have to screw around with Arabs. We do. We got to get guys killed just so we can get enough juice to put it into our... What are you driving? Your little, you know, midsize, so it's not your fault? Yeah, I got... So you guys with the Texaco of this and the Exxon, oh, why don't you bug off with your ads, man? You know, people are going to buy what they're going to buy. All you got to do is stick the sign up there, gasoline, boink. Like you guys, what, it's like one guy's making more money? You figure that Exxon, Standard Oil, I don't know. I mean, is there like the, I look at gasoline companies the way I look at fast food. There's McDonald's, and then there's everybody else. McDonald's has a great burger, great service. They're, you know, okay. But gasoline, I mean, is there, what is Standard? Is that the McDonald's, Standard Oil? And then like everybody, this is, this, you know, like Exxon's real dog crap. They aren't really making all that much bread, right? Yeah. They're only raking in about $85 billion a year. Oh, yeah. We got to get more of the market share of the gasoline. I don't know what's, you know, what's going on, Jim. Oh, excuse me. Don't you have enough penthouses to live in? So anyway, cell service blows. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, we have our flashback. Bob Baikin will be joining us on the Phil Hendry Show, and the Border Patrol Representative Hugh Quiff coming up. The rest of it I wouldn't put in a lawnmower. But Mobil 1 Extended Performance I put in my car all the time. I'll drive hundreds of miles out of my way to find a Mobil 1 Extended Performance gas station. I can drive along and, well, I told you I have a Union 76 card, and anyone else, ah, screw that. I want Mobil 1 and only Mobil 1, and I won't be satisfied until I find it. Ah, there it is. I'll pull in, pump the tank full, jam the nozzle in there and pump it full, and then be on my merry way. Mobil 1 Extended Performance for all of your dietary needs. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Hugh Quiff, who's at the Border Patrol station now in... Hugh, are you there?
Right here, Phil. How are you?
Good. Are you at a Border Patrol station right now?
Yes, we are. We're in Ybor City, which is just a little bit north here, actually, the border, but this is where we keep our horses. And
I'm hearing ducks and everything, man.
Well, it's kind of a little farm, but we use horses essentially to patrol, Phil.
Now, why do you use horses? Because the four-wheel drive...
Well... I'll tell you, it's...
What are you, at a petting zoo or something, man?
No, sir, I happen to be at the Border Patrol station. I don't understand what your question is.
All right, okay. So you guys use goats, too?
No, we use horses. You know.
All right, so you use the horses because the four-wheel drives are...
Well, there's an economy question. The gasoline is a little expensive, sure. And I can tell you that the horses... Horses are wonderful to be with. I enjoy a good, beautiful stallion. I enjoy the...
Will you come on with the chickens, man? Move out of that area that you're in.
Phil, I was going to tell you that a horse is a wonderful animal to have when you're lonely, but you got to concentrate on the chickens. Fine.
He hung up, huh?
Well, yeah, you're going at him about his chicken.
Why would that upset him? I don't understand.
What's that got to do with what you're saying?
The guy's telling me about a horse, and I'm hearing chickens, cows.
He's at the Border Patrol station.
Well, what is it, a dairy? No wonder we got freaking guys coming over here by the carloads. These guys are down there at the dairy. What, are they too busy feeding their horse oats to get down and, interdict some aliens from coming in? Good Lord Almighty. To my way of thinking... And that Border Patrol guy that you booked, what's up with him?
He was going to tell you about his horse.
Yeah, huh? Well, I'm listening to cowboys and Indians going on down there. 1-800-449-8686. We got our flashback coming up. I want to tell you guys, the emails are pouring in globally, all over the world. Cats are checking in because this podcast situation is, if you'll pardon the expression, a full-on third-term abortion. I don't know what happened, but apparently, according to Harvey Weirman, who was our attorney last night, the podcast cannot have music on it. We cannot automatically download to your iPod anything with music. Why? Because that would necessitate the payment of royalties and a whole... It's much more difficult for us to do than you can imagine. So we've had a lot of people calling, a lot of people emailing and saying the same thing. These podcasts are butchered beyond recognition. They're foobar, man. And I apologize to you for that. However, I will tell you this. It is going to be fixed, and here's how it's going to be fixed. We're going to basically just send the show out, I think, on a couple of channels. One of the channels have music on it, and all the other program material will be on the other channel. And when you are downloading, when it's automatically downloaded to your iPod through the podcast, it'll just, the music will be stripped out until, now that's a pretty good short-term solution, but here's the long-term solution. I'm just going to get rid of all this music that we got to pay, that we would have to pay royalties on. Forget it. You know, I don't need the hassle. There's plenty of people out there making music right now. I bet you I could ask you guys to send me all kinds of music, instrumental music that you make. And, you know, we'll give you a credit on the website. Send me your music. We'll use it as bed music. We'll use it as bumper music. Now, of all the gigs, Prime Minister of Aruba. And there he is, the poor guy's, he's talking to his press secretary. I told you we'd have these. What do you mean we'd have these? I'm the Prime Minister of Aruba. This is the cushiest gig whatever there has been. And I'm having to come up here and talk about this? Well, Mr. Prime Minister, I'm going to tell you, somebody's head's going to roll on this one. Have we got a guy called a police chief around this dump? Aruba is a country, but the main cop is the police chief because it's so small. Like in America, who's the main cop in America? Well, besides the president, the attorney general, say the FBI director. In Aruba, he's like the dog catcher or something. Yeah, you know, it's a tough thing. And I realize that 70% of their country's economy is tourism. I get it. And I really, my opinion is this. No matter where you go, no matter who you are, it's dangerous everywhere, my friends. Dangerous everywhere. Just be bright. And if you're young, and I know I was young once too. And I wanted to go out and, sow my wild oats. Sure, I got a few women pregnant. Older than me, in fact. And I had my fair share of illegitimate children. But you know, you settle down. You go down to Aruba, you're young, you're blonde, you're a chick, and you get into a car with three guys, and it's like 1 a.m., and you want to go off and explore like you're some kind of a Jack Kerouac? Come on. Now it's time for our flashback request. And folks, this is a classic. The request comes from Mike, and here is his letter. A few years ago, you had Dean Wheeler on, saying that contrary to what the media says, Tiger Woods is in fact bad for golf, because before you know it, you'll have gangbangers in the country clubs drinking Schlitz and getting into fights in the parking lot. This elderly man who worked at Cheviot Hills called in, and I've never heard a guy on your show this angry. Toward the end, he was so angry, his voice was shaking to the point that he couldn't even speak. It was one of the classic moments on your show, not often heard. I'd really appreciate it if you play it on your show again, from a longtime loyal fan, Mike. Well, the bit is called The Greenskeeper, and you're right, Mike, it isn't often heard. Greenskeeper bit, by the way, is on our Best of the 2000 CD. It's a classic. We had a choice between this and Sylvia with sticking the high heel in your eye bit, but I've heard that so many times. Here it is, from the year 2000, our flashback request, Greenskeeper.
Do you guys still have all those temporary greens out there? Because you can't.
We don't have temporary greens. We have one of the finest golf courses in America.
Well, what about that big tire track that runs to the 18th fairway out there?
There is no tire track. You're out of your mind. You've never even been here. You're one of those guys who's probably never played golf. You just have a big mouth and you're a troublemaker.
No, sir. I remember.
Yes, you are.
Well,
you're one of those. I'm a white man, and I would never think or speak the way that you do. You bring hell onto other people.
Have you gotten rid of those that temporary Andy Gump that you had near the 16th green?
What temporary Andy? Have you golfed there?
No, but a friend of mine said that Cheviot Hills, they had an outhouse.
You don't even have friends. A man like you can't have friends. You have people who laugh behind your back.
Well, have you guys finally seeded your course, or...
What do you mean, seated?
Well, that's what I'm just saying.
We have one of the finest golf courses in the United States of America.
Is there
any
hole in one?
We have championship. We've had tremendous... an idiot.
No, do you have any hole longer than 150 yards? That's all.
It's not a par three. It's a championship course.
It's a championship course. You know nothing about golf.
It's an executive course, right?
Jackie Robinson into it. What does that have to do with anything?
Hey, now there was a great...
There was a young... fool who made some stupid
comments.
That's
right. That's right. Jackie Robinson was a great man.
Yes,
and
he was a great
tip
man,
of my cap.
A
tip of my cap
you
to Jackie
even
Robinson.
Say his name.
But that John Rocker, now that's a fool. Okay,
he
now see what happened.
He did a foolish thing, and I'm sure
how
at
can
some
you...
point in his life he'll understand that he did a foolish thing, but he has to deal with that. But it's people like you who perpetuate the stereotypes and the...
Well, I heard
that...
Okay.
You're a disgusting individual. Do you know that?
Well, I heard that Cheviot Hills was about 5,500 yards. Is that right?
Cheviot Hills? You're an idiot. They're 5,500 yards. You don't even know what you're talking about. Cheviot Hills is one of the finest golf courses in America. You understand that?
Well, I understand.
And anyone, even O.J. Simpson, has golfed here, and he was permitted to
go.
Because he's an American citizen, regardless of reputation.
Yep. See what I'm talking about?
Connotation.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
How come I can't bring a six-pack of Heineken out there with me?
We don't allow six packs of beer in the... We don't allow that. No,
well,
any decent golf course will not allow people to carry alcohol and be drunk on the course.
I'm going to tell
There's
you.
There's insurance reasons for that, you idiot.
But, you know, you can start getting the blacks out there, and you're going to start serving that King Mambo malt liquor and all that stuff.
Oh, you're an idiot. Do you know that? What are you? You're white, and what are you?
I'm white.
What's your nationality?
Well, I'm a white man, and I enjoy that a lot.
You're white, but what? What are you? Irish, Swedish, Polish? What are you?
I'm Greek.
You're Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Greek, all right. You sound like an idiot. And if you're Greek, by the way, pal, there's a good possibility black blood runs in you. Don't you know your history?
Well, hold on.
Black Moors?
Watch it. Watch it.
Watch it. You watch it.
You sound like a professional wrestler. Are you Hulk Hogan?
Well, you're an idiot. You are an idiot. I can't even... Mr. Hendry?
Okay, pal. Thanks for...
I can't talk to this man anymore.
I understand.
He's an idiot.
Well, I think you've got it all wrong. And you'll see.
Yeah, I'll see. You'll be the one who sees, pal. I wish you would come here and... What's your name again? Dean?
My name's Dean Wheeler, and
Wheeler,
can you get me a tee time?
I wish you'd come here to Cheviot Hills, and I'd love to see your name down on one of the tee-offs. The tee times. I will do my best to have you barred from here.
Well, wait. I'd like to get an early time.
I'll do everything I could to get you barred from here.
I'd love
You're
to get
a racist person.
I'd like to get an early time for Saturday.
Why don't you come down here on Saturday? I'll be here. Why don't you come down here on Saturday?
Okay, yeah, that's a deal. I'm coming down.
Okay,
I want to tee off.
You come down on Saturday, and I'll make sure you tee off real good.
Well, that sounds like a threat.
That's a promise. We'll be... You're disgusting. You know that?
Well, that's your opinion.
That cat was just ready to go over, man. That's from 2000, the greenskeeper. God bless him. I don't know who that gentleman is or whether he's still at Cheviot Hills, which, by the way, is a fantastic... It's Rancho Park, right, Harry? Rancho Park used to have the LA Open out there back in the day, and that guy was... I wonder if that's his normal speaking voice. Yeah, you want a tee time for 6:30? You're an idiot! And the poor cat at the end, did you hear that? He goes, I wish you would come down here! All right, there you go. That's our flashback request for tonight. Real classic there. It's the Greenskeeper. Some of the traffic that's going on around town, not just here in L.A., but all over the country, because I'm very, very mindful of our national listeners. Forgive me. Sometimes we get a little intensive on some of the stuff happening here, but I think that, at least in the case there of the Greenskeeper, what the hell, man? Could be Cheviot Hills, could be Olympic Park, it could be Cherry Hill. As National Lampoon once said in their great album Lemmings, what the heck's the difference with the head blowed off? Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm looking for something.
You're babbling on and you're going through papers.
Don't point it out to the audience. It's to them. It sounds like I've actually got something to say. I'm looking for something. Now it's screwed. Now they know I'm looking for something.
Oh, by the way, Cheviot Hills and all this bull crap.
You don't have to bring it up to them. Here, I found it.
Are you ready to do your next bit, then?
Get out of here, bud.
Mr. Hulse?
Get out of here, bud. All right, Bob Bacon is on the line. What, he had a farm?
Phil, I thought it was an
I guess I'm on a farm.
Hold on for a minute, okay?
You got it.
Let me...
What a retard.
Get out of here, man. Okay, Bobby, are you in the... Yeah, you're in the helicopter now.
Now I'm in the helicopter, Phil, right?
All right, Bob Bacon with traffic.
Phil, the USS Indianapolis, June 29, 1945, 3.5 minutes past midnight, two torpedoes from a Japanese submarine slammed into our side. Two or three, we were still under sealed orders after delivering the bomb, the Hiroshima bomb. We were going back across the Pacific from Tinian to Leyte. Damn near 1,100 men went over the side. The lifeboats were lashed down so tight to make the bomb run, we couldn't cut a single one adrift. No one. And there's no life rafts either, none. The vessel sank in 12 minutes. Yes, that's all she took, just 12 minutes. We didn't see the first shark until it had been in the water about an hour, a 13-footer near enough, of blue. You measure that by judging the dorsal of the tail. Well, we didn't know, of course. The captain knew. I guess some officers knew. It was the bomb mission. It had been so secret, no distress signals were sent. What the men didn't know was that they wouldn't even list us overdue for a week. Well, I didn't know that. I wasn't an officer, just as well, perhaps. So some of us were dead already in the water, just hanging limp in our life jackets, and several already bleeding. And the 300 or so laying at the bottom of the ocean, well, they were dead, too. As the light went, the sharks came cruising. We formed tight groups, somewhat like squares in an old battle, you know what I mean, so that when the one came close, the man nearest would yell and shout and pound the water, and sometimes it worked, and sometimes the fish turned away, but other times the shark would seem to look right at the man, right into his eyes, and in spite of all the shouting and pounding, you'd hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. And the ocean would go red, then churn up as they ripped him to pieces. Then we'd reform our little squares by the...
What are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you freaking doing? Kill the sound effects. What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm talking about... Hey, where's my helicopter?
Never mind your helicopter. What are you doing?
I was reading about the USS Indianapolis.
I thought you're supposed to do traffic.
Well, that was not my understanding.
You thought you were hired to fly around in a helicopter reading about being in the water while sharks rip you to pieces in 1945. Is that it?
That was my understanding, Phil. I can have my helicopter back. Feels good. In the middle of the second day, some of us started...
I'll bug off with that, too. You know about this?
Yeah. He said he wanted to read about having a shark eat him up.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter to you, does it? You know, I gotta tell you something. Something's a little screwy. When you got guys out there... who are trying to give you traffic reports, reading about sharks. All right, Bob, give me the traffic, will you? Just give me the freaking traffic.
Phil, this is Bob Bacon, and...
What are you doing now?
I guess I'm in the middle of Mardi Gras.
Go ahead.
Phil, Bob Bacon here, and where am I now?
In a car. Wait a minute. I want him in the helicopter, bud. Put him in a freaking helicopter and let me get this over with.
Right, Bob. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. Bob Bacon here on the Super Chief. And
will you come on with that and give me a helicopter? Do you know what a helicopter is, right, bud?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I want. Well, now the whole thing... Forget it, man. The whole freaking thing is just jammed up. We'll be right back. All right, Bob, you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
All right. Here's your helicopter.
Bob Bacon here, and sounds like I'm at the Indy 500.
Will you get the helicopter?
All right, go.
All right, here it is.
Hi, everybody. Bob Bacon. High over the city, and I'm playing ping pong.
Get that out of here.
Bob Bacon, you know, it's an airplane. Bob Bacon here in the countryside. This isn't working.
Get out. Get the whole thing, man. Just let him... Excuse me.
Can I put the phone down?
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
So you're the wee warrior, huh?
That's how I feel. I'm a leprechaun.
Look at how... This guy's tiny, bud.
Yeah, he's a little tiny man.
I wouldn't be giving me too much guff now if I was you, because I might put you to full Nelson.
Well, look at, man. How could a cat that's only 11 inches high do anything to me?
Oh, yeah? Try this on for size.
Let go of me! Don't be a queer.
Call me a queer, will you?
All right, I believe you.
Do you give?
Yeah, I give, you dwarf. God.
You almost hurt him bad.
Next time you try to tighten my jaws.
I didn't mean to tighten your jaws up. Dude, you're strong, man. You're 11 inches tall. You're the first. So you're called a Wee Warrior.
That's right. That's my name. Don't wear it out.
And dude, do you who do you wrestle, man?
I'm gonna be one of the WWF. Tell you who, you know, Wolfpack. I don't know.